What's up, people of the interwebs? It's your boys, Monty.
And your boy, Wacky. How's everybody doing?
It's the podcast here where we talk about whatever we want to. So Jack actually had breaking news as we were just getting on. I made him stop so we could start. So get into it, Jack. What's going on here in Ohio?
Articles of impeachment have been filed against our Republican governor. I'm pretty sure by our Republican lawmakers in the Senate, in the state Senate.
Because DeWine hasn't been banging with them all like that, right?
I get
kind of been going against the grain.
Said Ohio has one of the lowest rates of COVID cases per capita in the country. DeWine's policies have clearly saved lives. Naturally, the hardcore Trumpists in his state party want to impeach him. And that was blue checkmark Radley Blank Balco. Whoever that is, but that's what he said about it. But it says conservative lawmakers want to impeach Governor Mike DeWine over COVID restrictions.
I love how you're always there for a good fact check. Like, you have to give the source.
Hey.
Gives the legitimateness to it. Do you think that's actually going to happen? Or is it just going to be like the Trump impeachment where they're just like, we're just impeaching you just so you look like a dick?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like I was saying before we got on, maybe, perhaps this is just to make the First Energy thing go away. They file, just because they file these articles of impeachment doesn't mean anything. They right. they can go nowhere. They could drop the case. I mean, it's funny that all of a sudden now they want to impeach him when the restrictions have been in place for months.
Yeah.
But recently that thing came forward, and it's been about the right amount of time for a team to sit together in a room and figure out a good plan to get over this.
Ooh, damn.
I think, but that's just me.
But why are they going against their own mans like that? Just because he's been
because they're implicated as well, probably.
Ah,
I think this isn't just the governor. I think it's everybody. Anybody that was in a position to profit did, I think.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people in Ohio are going to be upset.
Yeah.
No, hundreds totally of millions, sense. If not billions of dollars.
Damn.
Yeah. It was at least $200 million on like surcharges alone that First Energy made like illegally or something. And he covered for him.
That's pretty fucking wild.
Covered for him and allowed him to take a bailout after they took all the money. Supposedly.
So DeWine's on that trash?
I guess that's what a lot of the news reports were saying. Now, this is all not corroborated in a court of law or anything, but this is what I'm seeing on the internet. So take that for what it will.
All right, so have you seen what's been going down in Belarus?
I've seen, like, kind of what's going on, like a military coup or something.
Not a military coup. Yeah. So Belarus has had one of the most, I wouldn't say brutal dictators, but one of the most controlling dictators, definitely since like the 1980s.
Yeah. He's been in there since then.
He's been in power for a very long time. Lukashenko has been in power. Let me just fact check myself here. Alexander Lukashenko has been the president of Belarus since. Jeez, let's see if I can find this. 26 years ago. So 1994. My bad.
But still. I was 4 years old.
Super long time ago. And all of his, I mean, he's been like clearly doing some grimy shit. And then this year, there was the election and just a whole bunch of, like, everybody knew it was rigged. It was a rigged election, all that shit. So once they announced he won, everybody started storming the streets. Damn. There was like 200,000 people in the streets in the capital of Minsk. And he came out and said, "You guys are going to have to kill me before you take me out of office." So today,
dumb
homie is riding above the protests with a rifle pointed at everybody.
He has not shot yet.
Didn't shoot anybody, but he was riding above them with a rifle, like right above the protests.
They don't have like gun. What are the restrictions there on guns? People aren't willing to shoot back. Like the military's still totally on his side.
Oh yeah, it's a total dictatorship.
Okay, so like these people,
the military's bombing with him.
There's a potential massacre brewing here.
Possibly, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We could be looking at the next. What was it?
Chechnya.
No, not Chechnya. It was like an Asian country.
Oh, Myanmar?
Was it Myanmar?
I feel like it was Myanmar.
I feel like it was something square.
Tiananmen Square?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's where they just like murked a bunch of... Yeah, it was protests, and then they yammed them up all there in China.
Nice.
I think this could be possibly another coming of that.
I hope
that's
not,
how
dude.
It seems like it's shaking out right now.
Those countries in that region of the world have been at war and had a lot of conflicts. They need to be calm for a while, bro. They don't need all this bullshit over there.
I feel like at this point they're just gonna keep shit rocking and rolling.
Like, how that has to be like pretty close to where all that shit was going on with like Yugoslavia and stuff, right?
Let me check exactly where.
If he took over in 94.
Belarus is on the map. So Belarus is connected to Poland, Lithuania, Russia, Latvia, whatever you want to call it, and Ukraine.
Mm. So it's in the region, but it's not touching them?
No, but I mean, it's right there in that. It's probably about as far as we are to, like, Texas.
Oh, dang. So that's not that far at all.
No.
Wow.
To, like, Serbia, at least. I'm pretty sure that's... Slovakia is, like, right there, because Slovakia is connected to Ukraine and Poland.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe that's... Because that's around that time that all those conflicts were happening. It was the 90s.
If you could move to one country in the world, what would it be?
New Zealand.
Why?
Because they have a ton of red stag and elk there. And it's like the only place you're allowed to buy farmed meat from. You're not allowed to buy like elk meat or deer meat or anything like here, but you can buy it imported from New Zealand.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they got like the freshest shit basically?
They just like have, you know how we have like high fence operations for deer and stuff like that here? Yeah. They have that for like elk and red stag, like large animals.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And it, New Zealand's where they shot fucking Lord of the Rings, bro. Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit.
That's
beautiful there.
That's an interesting New Zealand choice. Israel Adesanya, too.
Go to his camp?
Yeah. City kickboxing, shout out.
The Maori?
I would probably... Whoops. I guess I'd either go back to the motherland.
Italia.
Up into the Tuscan Mountains with my ancestors. Or... Probably Canada, bro.
You think?
Yeah.
What part of Canada, though?
Like it's French. Big. French Canada. Montreal. Quebec.
Hit GSP up, bro.
I just feel like the French Canadians are probably a little bit nicer, maybe?
Yeah, I think it might be the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I think regular,
I guess French
Canadians,
people are like assholes, aren't they?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. As a culture, I think they're just like snooty. Like stuck up. Maybe.
Because they're so, like, fashionable and, like...
Yeah. I mean, they're an old culture.
Yeah.
So, of course, they look down their nose at the young Americans. We're only a couple hundred years old.
Yo, Shorty, who is making the logo for Whack and Cheese, shout out to her. Her name's Sophie.
Thanks, Sophie.
She is from England. The posh end of England, whatever that means.
The posh end? So, that's, like, the Hudson.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Hudson of England.
I looked it up, and there's, like, posh ends of, like, London and, like, everywhere, kind of, I guess. So, I don't know. Anyways, she was like, you know, send me this many euros for the logo. And I'm like, what? What the fuck is a euro? Like, how many... And how am I just going to send you euros? Do I got to go get euros?
I don't got no euros.
I have 0 euros.
I have Monopoly money.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. So shit just worked on Cash App. If you just send people money in Canada or fucking England, it just turns it into rubles or whatever the fuck they're fucking with.
That's
with it.
Wild, dude.
Just getting euros, but yeah.
Like the transaction. Like,
yeah, I sent her 60 American dollars and it turned out to be like $45.83 in euros.
Mm.
Or 45 euros.
Yeah.
And 83 euros. or whatever the fuck they call them.
I don't know.
I don't know what they're sensitive.
Euro. I think it's just euro. Like, that's the plural, too. Like, euro.
Like, I just got this many euros.
Yeah, like, euros.
Yeah, but I was telling her, like, I'm very, in, like, I was like, oh, you're from, like, England. That's super cool. Like, England's, like, an interesting place. She's like, why do you think that? I was like, I'm just, like, super interested in, like history. So, like, obviously, England has a huge part to do with the world's history in general, just because they've colonized so many different places. Yeah,
recently.
And I also told her I find it very interesting that they have a monarchy, too. Mm-hmm. She was just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just regular shit for them.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they still have power, right?
The monarchy? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, rocking. What do they call it? Like, the House of Lords and stuff? That just is, like, everyday shit. But they still, like, oversee the government as a whole?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. That's wild. Why they let her do that? Why they let her do that? She's old.
I'm sure she's not making all the decisions.
I hope not.
You know what I was reading about recently? The crown jewels. The Kulinan 1 and 2, which are the crown jewels held by the United Kingdom monarchy and, well, the English monarchy. And, yo, that shit's crazy. Like, just reading about how diamonds were, like this diamond, they literally traced it back to, like, 1.1 million years ago. Like, exactly where it grew in the earth and all that shit. And then, like, this dude went over to, I believe it was found in, India? I might be tripping. I think it was found in, like, India. Or maybe I'm thinking about the Hope Diamond.
That's what I was going to say. Are you talking about the Hope Diamond? I was about to Google that.
I think the Hope Diamond might have been found in India.
Yeah, because someone, like, stole it.
Or you know what? No, I don't think they can trace where the Hope Diamond was found.
Oh, like, originally.
They only found where dude bought it from. And it was called the Tavernier Diamond. Or the Tavernier Blue. That's what they called it. Because he was the first owner of it.
So this dude made it up? What if it's just like something?
No, but he's the first traceable person that owned it.
Yeah.
Because people had it before him. But I'm trying to think. The Kulinan, I forget what country it was found in. But it's like literally one of the, it's like totally free of any like atoms or,
oh, like trace minerals or anything?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
It's pure.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, this is whatever pure element.
Yeah, and they got some other shards there and shit. Ooh. And I was reading the story about how the very first dude, I think his last name was like Astra or something like that, but he was the one who cut the diamond for the royalty. And like, there was like so many different stories. Like, there was stories about how right after he cut it, he like fainted. Like, after it was, like,
from the pressure.
Done. Yeah, like, just from him being, like, so tripped out. But then his, like, nephew came out and was like, nobody in our family would ever trip from fucking cutting no diamonds.
Nobody would faint.
Yeah, we'd be rocking with cutting diamonds, bro.
My uncle ain't faint.
Yo, remember when I got you on reading about the Habsburgs the one day?
The Habsburg jaw, bro.
Habsburg's jaw, which old Myers has.
Which dude from Fairly Odd Parents has.
Juandissimo.
Yeah.
Or not
Juandissimo.
The Crimson Chin.
The Crimson Chin. Here I'll give you that one.
The Crimson Chin.
And the neighbors with the teeth. Or the dentist. Fuck. And his kid or whatever. Don't they got it too?
Yeah, they do.
I thought they did.
That's funny as fuck. Yeah, that shit's wild. They like ran everything basically.
Yeah, no, you showed me the list, and it was like
they're
scrolling.
Literally, I was sitting there like, bro, look at this, and it's like dukes and dukes and dukes
and duchess and
duchess and
whatever, any title you can think of.
Of every place possible.
Yeah, like places of Narnia.
Yeah. Like, how does somebody own this place? I thought it was just regular people lived there. No, England owns that shit.
Yeah.
Or the Habsburgs did at one point.
Yeah.
And they were like Austrian or some bullshit.
Yeah, dude, they're the Duke and Duchess of the Flat Earth Society. That's how deep they go.
Jeez, the Habsburgs. Let me look these little ugly bastards up. I'm on their necks or their chins. House of Habsburg.
They're big old chins.
Established in 1273. The throne of the Holy Roman Empire was continuously occupied by the Habsburgs from 1440 until their extinction in the male line in 1740.
Yeah, right. That didn't happen.
Ever?
They're saying the extinction.
Yeah.
You're telling me it was a successive dynasty of 300 years.
And then it just went extinct.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Where are they at today?
I wish I could sit here and read you guys all these places that these people had ownership of. But it was...
the highlights.
It was called one of those empires where the sun never set because they had land in literally every part of the world.
Political dynasty.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Let's see here. So, I mean, first off, the biggest one has to be the fact that they ran the Holy Roman fucking Empire.
Yeah, okay? 100%.
Oh my gosh. Let's see if I can find this shit.
Who was the first one in their line? Does it say?
Radbo, Count of Habsburg. Man's only had one name.
His name is Rabdo.
Radbo.
Radbo.
It looks like Radbot, though.
I thought you were saying Radbo.
But it's Radbo.
Yeah. Like rhabdomyolitis.
What's that?
No, it's like a disease, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. But they were rocking with Spain, Austria, Bavaria, Denmark, Lorraine, Castile. Just to name a few.
Isn't that a band?
I think that is a band. Right, you guys, it's time for one of your favorite segments of this show. So we're actually starting with a drink here on Monty's Taste Test. This is the first liquid we've ever tried on this one. It is zero sugar vitamin water ice. Ooh, cool blueberry lavender, huh?
Mm.
A condensed evolution of ice as we know it. Number one, Earth experiences cold for the first time. Number two, humans create ice chests to store said curiously cold substance. Number three, this majestic flavor of vitamin water ice appears.
The ice age is not anywhere on that list.
I will be the judge.
Or one of the multiple ice ages we had.
Not in the creation of this drink, at least. Taste or smell test. I smell the lavender. It smells like a bubble bath, so I don't like that offer. And it looks like bath water, too, so I don't like that.
And maybe it's Gamer Girl bath water flavored.
Oof. The initial taste is worse than the aftertaste. I don't know what's up with that initial taste. It's kind of strong and like smacked me in my mouth at first. Aftertaste is good, though. Nice little like blueberry with a little lavender hint. On the drink scale, I'm giving that a... I'm giving that like a 2. I probably wouldn't buy that,
yeah.
But it's not bad. If I bought it, I would be able to finish it.
Yeah, you have to be in the mood for that, I think.
All right, you guys, here's a special one for you. Our snack of the day is going to be Golden Flake, the original Louisiana hot sauce fried pork rinds. That's right. My breath is going to be stinking for 4 hours after this. But it must be done for the podcast. Let's see how these are hitting.
Rather large pork rind.
Okay, so you know I got to do the smell test. And let me just say, they're pork rinds. They smell really bad.
Yeah.
With a hint of hot sauce. Nicely seasoned, though, I got to say. Very nicely seasoned for a whole bag of pork rinds.
Yeah, they did not skimp on the seasoning, that is for sure. Very crunchy.
Ooh!
Stop.
Wow. Those are hitting for real. Wow. Those are so flavorful.
That's
crazy.
Good. Louisiana.
Ooh!
Never did me wrong once.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I'm going to give those a 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
I think that's our highest ranking yet. You want to try some of those?
I will in 1 second.
Those are, got me smacking my lips. I feel like a dog after they eat something. They're like.
Peanut butter?
Mm-hmm. Woo!
I feel like a dog got peanut butter stuck on
the
roof of my mouth.
Yeah, no, those are probably the best thing I've eaten so far on the podcast.
Yeah?
Surprisingly. Those would have been one of the biggest underdogs if you told me before I ate everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mmm. Good.
So I'm rocking with the Louisiana hot sauce fried pork skins.
Nice.
Who would have thought? Look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Louisiana hot sauce is very good.
It is. All right. So we had a two for the vitamin water ice and a 3.5 for the hot pork rinds.
Hot.
All right. So also we need to talk about this because it is another thing. What is it?
No, I'm just trying to get connection.
Oh, going on. That's big in our country right now. Another black man, unarmed black man, was shot by the police.
I saw in his car.
Yep. Seemed that all he was doing was just walking away from the cops. Wasn't being aggressive in any manner. He opened his door. The cop shot him 3 times, looked at him, stopped, and then decided to put 4 more bullets in him. In his back.
With bystanders the entire time, with other officers.
With his 3 children in the car and his family standing nearby. And this was all because he was breaking up a fight between 2 women.
Where was this?
This was in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Home of Big Ben Rothwell.
Yeah, Kenosha's like a big city in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's like, first off, you didn't have your taser. There's 3 of you guys. You couldn't have just maybe stopped him.
Makes my stomach
before he
hurt.
Went to the door and you knew you were going to shoot him. I mean, and he's alive. He's in stable condition right now.
Really? Oh, thank God.
Dude, he's alive and in stable condition.
Sure. Thankfully. But, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, still, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I'm glad he didn't die for something like that. Yeah.
It's the action.
Yeah.
And, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? How many more times are we going to have to do this?
If you're a good cop, you have to be hating this more than anybody. Like, it's your job to regulate these kinds of behaviors in your departments. It's your job as a good police officer. It's nobody else's. It is yours. I mean, if you don't want people saying all cops are bastards, then stop bastard cops from being a thing.
Yeah, because you're the one who can get to them before anybody else can.
Yep.
You can get to them quicker than anybody.
You can stop it at the source. You see the behavior, report it. Don't cover for people.
No.
Stop covering for people. It's crazy.
Because it's just leading to more and more fucking discontent in this country.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, like, just like Chappelle was talking about how those guys, like, just they were veterans and they lost it and just started shooting policemen. Like, nobody, do we really want that to be like a regular occurrence, like along with all the other violence and all, just everything? Like, this, our culture is so saturated with violence.
Our country right now.
Yeah, and we just continue to stack more on top of it, and we're just all too willing
to do
it.
We're literally pouring gas on, well, we're not. I can put a name who is DT Trumpito.
Oh, I thought you were about to call out somebody in our personal lives, bro.
No, Trumpito be out here wilding.
Yeah.
Pouring gas on fire. And did you see the ad for that Republican girl in Baltimore?
No. No, the thing with Trump, too, is like,
I think she was spitting lightweight facts. So, in some places, but
he don't even like realize what he's doing. I don't think. I think he thinks he's getting like, these are positive moves for him. Like, yeah, I'm getting people to like me. I don't think he even realizes the consequences of his actions.
Right. I mean, probably to some extent he does. I don't think he's fully.
No, he's not totally ignorant, but still.
All right.
He is a bad guy. That's for sure.
Come over here.
That's not to say what I'm saying at all.
Let's see. This is for the listener. Sorry if you guys can't hear this too well. I'm sorry. Let me just give the background on what you guys are listening to. This is Kim Klasick, who is a Republican woman. She is running for, I forget what office she's running for. She's just running for the 7th Congressional District there in Baltimore. But she is a black woman from Baltimore, and this was her take on this was her campaign ad to get elected. Here you guys go. All right, so what do you think about that, Jack?
I mean, I think she has a lot of valid points. I agree. The problem is we need to be careful of people with a lot of valid points coming forward. Like, what are her true intentions? Does she really mean to help people, or is she trying to take advantage?
It did seem like there was a lot of fear-mongering in there as well.
Exactly. Like, yes, she's on a good message, but also we need to make sure of her intentions.
Right.
That's the thing.
Because just because you're a Republican doesn't mean that you have bad intentions for the black community by any means. But I wonder how much truth that she had from, like, the how many cities are thriving, like with the blue cities and all that.
Yeah, I think, like, it's regional too. Like, maybe Baltimore and, like, Detroit and Cleveland, like the Rust Belt and places like that, aren't doing as well. But maybe there's, like Austin's a blue city, that maybe the black population in Austin's doing a little better. Like, there's, I just don't know the statistics.
Or like up by like Seattle and shit like that.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, it depends on which cities you look at.
There's a lot of white people up there though.
But still.
And in Austin.
Yeah. I mean, you would just have to look at the statistics. I have no idea. Like, which, like, Detroit, awful. Cleveland, awful, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what places are actually decent or good? I have no idea.
Yeah. Well put. Like I said, I think she did have some pretty decent points there, but
yeah, it's just about intentions. Does she plan to follow through, or is she trying to profit off of this like most people are? That's the thing. Like, a lot of people just are trying to make money, and that's it. It's no one needs to look any further than that. It's money.
Damn it, I wanted to play this so bad. What else you got?
I was trying to get stuff to come up on my Twitter, but I have a horrid connection down here.
Not going well?
Have you seen a thing I have been curious about, though, because I saw that Space Jam thing. What's up with the movie, bro?
About to be coming out soon.
When?
Bro.
All I saw was the Toon Squad thing LeBron was wearing.
Yeah, like,
which was sweet.
I'm pretty sure it's already fucking like recorded, all that shit. Gosh damn it.
Who's in it?
Bronny.
Besides LeBron.
And I don't know about the Looney Tunes. I don't know about who the other players are gonna be. Damn it, dude. There was this remix to Wet Ass Pussy and it was Wet Ass Farts.
Oh yeah, that's what you were looking for.
I can't find it though.
That's super funny though.
It's so funny. Me and Jack are smoking a fat. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, Jack, you just reached 2 years now of fatherhood.
Mm.
What are your biggest takeaways so far?
Patience. Patience is like number one.
Yeah.
You have got, and it's not just with your kids either, it's with everybody. My thing is, like, I tend to get agitated quickly. So patience is my number one thing, at least for me. I don't know how anybody else is with their, and it's not like getting angry with my kids or anything. It's just like getting to the point where I can feel my stress levels going up. And I don't even want to get to that point.
Yeah. Right.
I want to be able to just be calm, cool, and collected at all times. Like, but I mean, I'm new. I'll figure it out, I think.
Yeah. I think you've been pretty successful so far.
Yeah.
I'd give you a good grade.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate that. We'll see in a few years, I think.
Yeah, because that's when we're really going to get to see
rubber meets the road.
If Aurora just gets to be like 10, she's like, fuck you, Dad!
Oh, God. Then we did something crazy. Ashley's been pinching her in her sleep or something.
Yeah, just on the back of her arms.
Yeah, just playing tapes in her ears, telling her to hate me. Because I try not to do that.
No.
Try not to yell. I try not to like raise my voice. Sometimes I do, but for the most part.
I think Rory baby's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. I think if anybody's going to be serving hands, it's going to be the little.
Elena?
I think the little's going to be given.
We'll have to teach her then. So she doesn't get hurt or hurt someone else. We'll have to teach her.
I feel like she's just going to be like one of those like little like 5'3" firecrackers.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah. I feel like Rory baby might be a little like 5'9" volleyball star.
Yeah.
Maybe hitting like 30 homers a year.
You think?
In softball. But I think I think the little one, MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the little one's going to have a little mean streak in her.
Is that who's going to dethrone Amanda Nunes one day?
She's going to beat up Wheelie.
Yeah.
And then go beat up Shevchenko.
Ooh.
And then go beat up Nunes.
Ooh.
No, we'd be. If that happened.
Yeah, dude. Who's her next fight? Henry Cejudo.
Yeah, right, sure. Right, literally.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of, did you see what I tagged you in today? Speaking of UFC shit.
I'm sure I did, but I'm drawing a blank because I
go to your
stoned.
Twitter. Your girl.
Oh, yeah, the game?
Megan.
Yeah,
Anderson's I did see got that. The fucking beam.
She's better than me. That's what I thought you sent it to me for, like, you want a new teammate in the game.
No, I was just impressed that she had the beamer on her like that.
Yeah.
Megan Anderson's out here on the war zone.
She probably got aimbot, bro.
Probably.
I think she was, like that, though. Like, she was, like, a gamer before she got into MMA or anything, but I'm not.
And did she realize she's, like, 5'11"?
Yeah.
And her wingspan's, like, 70-something inches?
Yeah. I think, like, she was like an alcoholic or something, or like drank too much for her own liking and like just decided to get in shape, and how she did was MMA, and then she just started fighting.
Damn.
Yeah. From what I remember, like she had like a little preview story before her one fight where she kicked Shorty in the eye.
The Kat Zingano.
Yep.
And she's about to be fighting for the title.
Yeah.
Nunes. You hyped up for that?
I don't know if hype's the right word.
You're nervous for
her. I'm nervous for her, yeah, that's for sure. Amanda's a beast, yo.
Amanda's...
And it's not like Megan's... What she fought for, like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years at maximum?
Like in the UFC?
Yeah. She's like top-level competition.
Well, she fought in Invicta before this.
Yeah.
And Invicta's the top women's promotion.
Yeah.
So I'd say she's been fighting top competition for about 6-7 years.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't think she's really even had too many tough... Or, like... easy matchups.
Yeah. We'll see. I just think she moves so awkwardly sometimes.
She's so big.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, and Amanda's so fluid.
Yeah.
It's just like you don't have a chance to be awkward.
Yeah.
You're going to be sleep.
That one's going to be fire.
Head kick knockout, Megan Anderson.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it first here.
It'd be a big upset. Not bigger than the one that happened last weekend, though. Shorty was a minus 1,400 favorite and lost. Second biggest upset since Ronda.
Yeah.
Got knocked out by Holly Holm.
What do you think the odds on Amanda Nunes-Megan would be?
I think Amanda Nunes is going to clock anywhere from like a minus 5 to like 800.
That's what favorite. I was thinking. Like 7 would be a good one probably.
Yeah, like minus 600, 700 maybe. I wouldn't bat an eye at any of that. But Megan's got a chance, dude.
What did Shevchenko have that one girl recently? Didn't she have her about a 2,000 piece?
No, it was like... I think the biggest one this year was Chimaev. He had his shit up to like minus 1,500. in his last fight.
Wasn't somebody like 18 recently? Mm. Like past couple of years recently.
Yeah, probably. But no bigger upset than what we saw last weekend. That's the biggest upset I've ever seen other than Holly and with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Amanda Nunes knocking out Cyborg like that was an upset?
No.
No? You knew that was going to happen? That floored me when me and Josh watched that. I could not believe it.
No, I'm pretty sure I said Amanda Nunes was going to win that fight.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cyborg's, she's just such a powerful puncher. She's just one of those fighters, like, if you can get over her power and get through the first round and a half.
She tuckers out.
Got her.
Yeah.
But Amanda Nunes is such a savage, she just went in there and knocked her out in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. I could not believe that she did that to her. That's
extra dumb savage shit.
That's why she's Brazilian the goat. Shit, bro.
Like, Brazilians and fucking Russians, bro, they're just different.
That dude from Baki climbed straight up a shaft.
What's up with him?
He's Russian. They said he could have won a ton of gold medals, bro, if he wouldn't have got mixed up with the criminals.
Mm.
Climbed straight up a missile silo that's flat, shiny metal with his bare hands. Fictional character.
Just to give people the beats?
Just to break out of prison.
Oh, that's hard. He was on his Bane shit?
Yeah, he wanted to taste defeat.
Do you think him versus Bane would be a good fight?
Nah, he would wash him.
He's washing Bane up?
Washing him.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Shit. I saw this picture today. It was literally like Goku getting attacked by like 300 different people in the universe. And they were like, you think Goku's getting out of this fight?
Yes, sir.
Damn. I think Jiren was in there.
Ooh.
Or if he's last. Does Jiren have somebody from his planet who's also on the... Or somebody who looks like Jiren almost?
Mm-mm.
Dude had like a head wrap on. And he was pink.
Could have been the God of Destruction from another universe or something. A head wrap on and he was pink.
Yeah. He almost looked like a mix of Jiren and, like, Boo.
Mm. I don't know. Maybe it's a character from Heroes or something, too. Like, maybe it's like a bunch in of the manga people. Or... Yeah. I don't know. Because they are different.
Yeah, I didn't know all the people.
Mm-mm.
But you think Goku's getting out of that?
Yeah, I don't... There is few situations that you could put Goku in that I would honestly tell you he would not make it out of.
Can you give me one?
I mean, if him and One Punch Man fought in One Punch Man's universe, Saitama's universe, Saitama wins. But it's because he's a gag character. Like, it's not realistic. It's literally a joke that he never has to do anything but punch somebody one time. It's a joke in the story. Yeah. So, yeah, he beat him, but... Like, there, any fight with Superman just doesn't happen, I don't think. And this is all in my opinion, but
yeah,
Superman throws punches. That's it.
Superman got beat up by Batman.
Yeah. Goku is literally the greatest martial artist you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Bruce Lee on steroids and with magic. Like, and it's kind of like that. And you'd be close to approaching it.
Bruce Lee with the power of like 10 billion Francis Ngannous
in his little finger. Mm. It's the amount of power that this man possesses would literally he would flick the planet and destroy it.
See, if I had power like that, I would truly just be giving people the beats. Like, I wouldn't even let anybody know I was that strong. Just until somebody tested me a little bit, and then I'm just giving you, like, the beats where everybody's like, oh, damn, yeah, Mighty's giving people the beats. And then one day, when it's really time to go, I'm just going to, like, punch straight through somebody's heart.
Just turn it up on them.
Yo.
He never does that, though. That's the problem. That's why he gets beat sometimes.
I watched a video of this dude get his heart eaten.
Oh, like in one of those, like, zombie video things?
No. It was like a...
No.
Like, it was like a Mexican cartel murder video. They sliced homie open, cut off a piece of his heart, and dude pulled down his mask and munched it. Pretty gruesome. One of the worst videos I've watched in a while.
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. People are like, Jesus Christ, what's up? Listen, I'm trying to be educated to what could happen to me one day.
Yeah, I hope not.
I gotta be ready for everything.
I hope you don't watch someone eat a piece of your still beating heart. Good lord.
His little insides were wagged all over the place. It was scary. Oh my.
Stop it. What did this man
and
do?
And you know what's funny? I can watch that and just be kind of like, oh god. Anything involving like an animal or a child, bro, can't even watch it.
You're desensitized to violence because it's on the screen. It'd be different if you were there.
I don't know.
There's some stuff.
I feel like I'd be the guy who would like be able to put my finger in a bullet hole.
In your own bullet hole?
I'd probably rather put my finger in somebody else's bullet hole than mine.
He said bullet hole. Bullet hole.
He said butthole. That's nasty.
He definitely said bullet hole.
I would rather put my finger in somebody else's butthole than mine though, as well.
Wait. Stop.
Wait, stop. Oh, fuck. No, that's a... What's the worst injury you've ever seen with your own two eyes? Like, in person.
Off top?
Off top.
Kid's arm looked like a freaking S, bro. Ugh! Josh and them were playing, like, varsity or JV, and this kid, like... got hit. He was like a safety or something, or corner, came up and made a hit and stood up and threw his arm straight up in the air, bro. And it was just like S and he's running off the field.
His bicep and his forearm were both broken.
No, it was his forearm, but it looked like an S. Like he literally put his arm up and it was just like zigzag.
Oh, that's gnarly.
And then how funny, I ended up playing college football with that same exact kid.
Oh, that is funny.
In Malone.
That is funny.
Yeah. It was like, I won't name him on the podcast, but if you know the story, you know the kid. Yeah, exactly.
Worst one I ever... Well, one time I snapped my collarbone and that bitch snapped out of the skin. And that was like every...
Compound fractured collarbone.
Yeah, out of the skin. And I was like, what grade? I think I was in third grade. Homie aired out a pass. So, did I ever... I think I told the story about Betty Jane last... The pit? I told you guys about the pit.
Yeah.
I think in the last episode.
You did.
But, yeah, the pit, somebody aired out a long pass. I'm running for that motherfucker. I dive with everything I have in me. And as soon as I landed, bro, my shit snapped in half. And I knew, like, off rip, something was extremely wrong. But I was, like, super calm. Like, I wasn't crying or freaking out.
You're in shock.
I rolled over, and I saw my bones sticking out. And, like, I saw everybody's faces, bro. And, like, people started crying off rip.
He's
like,
he's dying.
Bro, dude, there was literally kids, like, having full-blown meltdowns crying. Like, there was a whole crowd surrounding me, bro, bawling their eyes out. And I'm telling the homie Kyle, go get your... I told this story about how Kyle's mom's the nurse, too. I'm like, Kyle, go get your mom, bro. Go get your mom.
This was... You pooped your pants was the other one.
I peed myself.
There, you peed yourself? Yeah, my bad. Don't put that...
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. So Kyle comes back, bro, and his mom shows up. She's like, call 9. Everybody call 911.
Multiple 911 calls.
Yeah. So
for this
funny shit, too, they didn't take me in an ambulance. My dad comes to me from work to the pit. My dad comes straight to the pit, pulls up, and they're like, you want us to take him in the ambulance? Blah, blah, blah. My dad's like, we don't got insurance. He's like, get in the back of the truck now. And I laid in the back of my dad's bumpy ass truck while my bone's sticking out, bro. My dad's just not even looking at me, bro. Just taking me to the
straight.
Fucking...
That might be the
savage.
Most Italian father
bro.
Story I've ever heard
and
in my life.
And I just told a story about how my mom was about to let me survive a mass shooting, too. My family's wild, bro.
Hey.
And then the other worst injury I've ever seen with my own two eyes was... it was baseball. This was, like, right after I graduated. I was playing for, like, this, like, team that was playing, like, international type shit. And this kid, we were playing at our home field, and we're blowing him out. So I'm just chilling on the bench. I don't even got my cleats on. I'm relaxing. This kid steals second, slid a little bit late, bro. Compound fracture straight through his, what is this, your tibia?
Yeah.
Like his shin bone snapped in half, bro.
Yeah, there's two bones in
so
there, too.
So he like leaned back, bro, and his leg, he put it up in the air, and his ankle just felt like his whole leg just fell like... And it was just hanging in the air, just mangled, bro. And you could just see right where it was snapped. And me and the dude I was sitting next to, we were both literally just like, we just looked up in there and ran behind the dugout and just were sitting there in like the fetal position, not even talking, bro. Like,
and this kid's
game was over.
Foot's just dangling.
It, yeah. Dudes, it was so disgusting.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Do you know, I just couldn't. I never had like a horrific injury like that. Like the worst thing, I tore my meniscus like going down a flight of stairs with a freaking sled one time. That was it.
Tough.
Yeah.
I had to get two shoulder surgeries. That was tough. You've gotten a couple surgeries though, haven't you?
That's it. My knee.
That's it. That was one surgery.
Tonsils.
You got your tonsils out. That's some weak shit.
I got ran over by a car.
You did get ran over by a car. Can we talk about that on the podcast?
If you want to.
Yeah. I mean, Jack fucking got hit by a except fucking for now. Car.
Yeah. When I was, what, 10?
Yeah, but you ate it up.
Yeah, no, I ate it for breakfast. Didn't fall asleep or nothing.
I mean, you munched for getting ran over by a car. You munched.
Yeah, my head too. It wasn't just like, oh, it ran over my foot.
My foot.
My head. Piece. I was laying in a pile of leaves. My mom drove through it, thinking it was just your average pile of leaves. Just
bounced going to the grocery store.
Yep, ran over the side of my head.
Did she realize right away?
She thought she hit a cat. And then I popped out of the leaves.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
and were
you bleeding?
No. I had a scuff on my face and a bump on the back of my head, and that was it.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I remember everything.
What'd it feel like?
Like Josh jumped on my head. I swear. I promise you. I got up and I thought Josh jumped on me and forgot what side my legs were on and my head was on, and he meant to jump on my legs and he jumped on my head. I swear. I promise you, I thought that's what happened. And then I stood up and saw my mom's car, and I was like, oh, she just ran me over. She says that I yelled, "Mom, you just ran over my head," but it was so long ago. I think I stood up and she ran me over, and I was just like in shock. I didn't like cry or nothing. And my Uncle Dick, Wads' brother, was there, and thankfully he was there because everybody else was like distraught, I guess. And he grabbed a bunch of Otter Pop popsicles and wrapped them around my head, and then we went to the hospital. They strapped me to a backboard. I was fine. They did a bunch of images and stuff, but they strapped me to the backboard, right? And my bump on the back of my head was right where the fucking board is, dude. And it's like the whole way to the hospital, bro. My fucking bump on my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was trash. But other than that, I ended up getting on the Today Show, and Montel and Oprah did like a little thing. But other than that,
that
Montel tape is somewhere.
You know what you should have been on? A fucking freak show.
Yeah.
A World's Strongman Child competition or some
World's Strongest Head.
You should have been like in those Congolese videos where they like tie those dudes up. Like they'll get ropes, put them on motorcycles, put them around these like big dudes' necks and arms and legs, bro.
Oh,
and
the
motorcycles are start going different. And the dudes will just be eating it up.
Yeah.
That's you.
But my head?
Yes.
Ooh.
Just your six motorcycles on your head going different ways.
They go to do it and it just crushes my shit.
We're like, fuck.
What the fuck happened?
All right, wrap it up, boys. We're going home. Just leave them.
Didn't work like we thought.
I snapped my neck in half once.
What?
Broke my neck in half.
In half?
In half. I should have been paralyzed. My uncle... One of my favorite uncles, too. Not one of the ones I'm not cool with.
Not head kick uncle.
Not head kick uncle. This is, like, cool uncle that I've, like, hang out with. They came over for, like, a football game one night. Like, my whole family's over. And we were, like, into wrestling at that time. So my uncle picks me up and power bombs me. Well, when he power bombs me...
How old is he and how old are you?
He had to have been, like, 30-something.
Okay.
And I was in first grade.
And he really needed a win, I guess?
They're that tight, bro.
No.
They're mongrels. Or Mongols. They're Mongolian.
Yeah?
They're savages.
Just straight
like
Asian
I'm not
step
talking like
people.
Nowadays Mongolians.
No,
I'm talking
like
about
Genghis
old,
Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oof.
Tenjin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
That's what they're on. So anyways, man's power bombs me. When he power bombs me, he doesn't let me just hit the cushion on the fucking couch. He slammed me onto the arm. My neck hit the arm of the couch.
He was trying to hurt you. That's what happened.
He needed to go to jail. So, as soon as he slammed me, bro, I knew my shit was broken. Like, I had no feeling in my neck, no power. Like, my head was dangling. My head was dangling, and I had no control.
You know the movie Monkey Bone, right?
I've never seen it.
Chris Kattan is dead and his neck is dangling, right?
Yeah.
And he gets possessed and brought back to life. So he tapes a yardstick to the back of his head. So that's what I'm picturing. You as a little kid, Chris Kattan style, dangling your head. Go on.
I get up off the couch, and like by this point, like he slammed me, and I was laying there for like 3 minutes, like paralyzed. I might have been temporarily paralyzed for like a couple minutes.
God, dude.
So
as a six-year-old boy.
Yes,
a 6 year old boy.
So. I remember he went upstairs. He's like, I gotcha. And like, went upstairs. Everybody's upstairs. So I finally like come to.
No, it was just you and him. He tried to kill you and leave you there.
You know what's fucked up? One of my uncles really did try to kill me. I'll get to that story here too.
Oh, God, dude.
This is my therapy session that I needed.
All the attempted murders in your family.
On me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyways, my fucking... I go to the bottom of the stairs. Everybody's up in the kitchen. So at the bottom of my basement, it's like a straight shot from like basement. You can go into the living room right there and then up to the kitchen. So everybody's up in the kitchen. I'm just sitting at the bottom of the basement stairs like, yo, yo, my shit's just dangling. And my mom like comes and I'm like, my neck's broken. Like I'm freaking out. And she's like, that's not funny, Andrew. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, mom, I really can't lift my neck up. I'm like trying to move my
shit,
bro. Ask
my grown adult uncle that just did this to me.
So my parents end up getting me, like they lay me like flat on the like patio right outside. Call 911. They like have me stabilized. Like my family is not letting me move. On the fucking ground, bro. They, like, pinned me down.
Why did they believe you now? Did he finally tell them, like, yeah, I saved his shit?
He must have been like, oh, yeah, I just fucking...
I heard his little shit snap and just left.
Because he felt bad. He felt super bad, obviously. Like, he
didn't feel bad enough to get you help. That's what he did.
I think he knew what was wrong, Alfred. I think he just thought I thought it was funny. It was like,
oh, he's dead.
Oh, my God.
I better leave him here. Jesus.
So... Just anyways, a funny part of that story. So I end up getting like put in a full blown neck brace, and I was in first grade, like I said. So my teacher went and got this like humongous wooden easel. It was like, and she sat it in front of me, and I'm stiffer than a board, bro. So like, I cannot move at all. And she would get my like pieces of paper, and she would blow them up into these huge fucking worksheets, bro. They were like, they were literally like 12 by 12 worksheets. And I'd be sitting there just looking straight ahead, can't turn my shoulders or nothing. Oh, God. Shout out to Miss Smith for handling that for me.
Yeah, for adapting. Oh, adapt and overcome.
That's when 9/11 happened too. Bad year for me.
Dang, dude, got slammed on his neck and 9/11. That is a bad year, bro. Especially for a little boy.
Okay, so that's the first time one of my uncles tried killing me.
First attempted murder.
The second time was my other uncle.
Dang.
So this is same side of the family. This is on my mom's side, and this uncle's a super wiener face. Like I said,
dang.
That one uncle I liked.
Yeah,
I got another uncle on my family side who can shoot a fucking twig off a tree from 200 yards away. So I'm banging with him. He's
no
cool.
Matter what.
Yeah, he's cool.
You're in, bro.
And then my other uncle, not fucking with him for real. And then there's the other one.
Bro,
the other
you got
one,
40 uncles?
I have six.
You could not have said that funnier either. I have a six.
Well, anyways, this is like the uncle I least fuck with. The least I've seen him the least amount in my life. Anyways, my nanny, that's what I call my grandmother. She's like, you want to go to North Carolina? You know, you're a little kid. You've never been to the beach. Let's go to the beach. I'm like, I had to be like 10, 11 at this time. Or you know what? I was probably like 10 or 11 at this point. Maybe even younger for real. I might have been like 9. Anyways, I go to... It might have been South Carolina. I went to the Carolinas with my fucking grandma to see my uncle that I'd never met before. So we get there. I find out I have an aunt from South Korea. Super cool. She's making me super yummy food. And she's like the sweetest woman I've ever met in my life. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a great time.
Yeah.
My cousins, the little one, the Korean incarnation of Satan himself.
Stop.
The most evil little thing I've ever met in my life. He might have shot up somebody.
You think so?
He might have committed a mass murder at this point in his life.
Really?
Yes. Evil child. Bad child.
Dang.
He kept calling me like a...
the good boy.
He kept calling me something in Korean. Some kind of like... Gwailo. Calling me a little pussy or something. Little piece of shit.
I think that's
outsider. I'd serve him up fat hands though. I already know.
Yeah.
And then the other one that was older than me, he was like tall as hell, bro. He was like 6'5", but he was like super. He played World of Warcraft. That's all he did.
Hey, yeah, he did.
And he was an asshole. Like he was a total fucking douchebag.
Except for World of Warcraft. That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. Anyways, so my uncle one day is like, hey, you should go on a fucking walk with your cousin. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Let's go explore. So we fucking go, me and my cousin are out walking in the woods, and he's just being a total cockbag the entire time. So I'm just kind of like tagging along. And then he's like, hey, go, he like tells me to go do something. Like, hey, go grab that over there or something, blah, blah, blah. I fucking go grab something. I turn around, dude's gone. I'm in the middle of the woods, and homie's gone. So I'm thinking he's like, oh, playing a prank.
Yeah,
you know,
hide behind a tree or something.
Yeah. Gone. He's gone. Like 10 minutes go by and I'm like, oh, this isn't a joke anymore. I'm really on my own. Dang. So I just start walking backwards as much as I can, trying to remember where we had walked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking you not. I walked through this playground, these apartment duplexes, the woods, 2 hours of just walking. I went down this long ass fucking main road that had like no exits on it.
Dang.
Just walking, bro, and found my way back. Told my grandma what, like I told my nanny, like, yo, they just ditched me in the middle of the woods, blah, blah, blah. And my nanny like straight told him, like, I will fuck you up, blah, blah, blah. You piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. Get all your shit. We're out of here. Fuck y'all. Going crazy on him. Drives Dang. Me back to, we get back to Ohio. She tells my mom and my dad, my mom's trying to pull up. She's like, I'm about to drive down there and kill you, bro. Like, you're on trash. Like, I'm about to fuck you up. we haven't talked to dude since.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. How crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me that story before. Yeah. That is nuts.
Nuts.
Dude.
And still to this day, if you want it, Uncle Mike or your little weird Korean children, pull up. My Korean aunt, though, if I could have another one of your poke dishes, so delicious. You were such a great woman. Thank you.
But your sons are pieces of shit.
Such little douchebags, bro. God. How crazy.
I don't even know where to start.
Like, I know.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? So how much older was he than you?
He had to have been, at the youngest, 16, 17. At the youngest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, he was definitely like in high school.
Old enough to 100%. Know better. Like, not like...
And he was big. Like, he was a bigger dude. Like,
yeah. It's so not like, oh, this is like a 10-year-old kid or a 12-year-old kid, and this could be a behavioral thing. Like, no. Like, he knows better. This is a decision he's making.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And when my mom, like, confronted my uncle about it, he was, like, talking shit. Like, he knew what the dealio was. Like...
Yeah, of course he left him.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. That's even crazier.
Yeah, so still to this day, I don't think anybody in my family has talked to them.
No, since then. How could you? Without just like being so angry.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, it happened to me, and I don't like think about it really. You know, like, I'm just like, oh, you know,
yeah,
that's wild that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see those little Koreans,
it's on.
I'm
baby.
Giving them these fucking Wing Chun bangers.
Yeah, you've been working on it. I know.
You know, the crazy thing is, though, that's the first, my, like, meals with them, I had to, like, sit on the ground, like, cross-legged on this tiny table. It was only, like, 2 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, authentic Korean dining.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. And I had, like, the third hottest pepper in the world.
Oh, yeah?
At that time, because the shit changed by then.
Yeah, people be going off.
Be genetically enhancing peppers.
Yeah.
Fucking freaks.
Weaponizing hot peppers.
Yes.
I mean, that's what pepper spray is, for real.
But yeah, there's your guys' stories about my uncles trying to kill me.
Wow, dude, I don't have no family members trying to kill me like that.
This all came from us just talking about your head getting
run over. Yeah, me getting run over on accident. And you were like, yeah, well, they purposely tried to kill me
twice.
Damn, dude.
Not just once, but twice.
And two good ones, too.
Yeah.
That, like, slam me on your die. Head, your neck.
And just leave me stranded.
Yeah. As a young
to
man.
To be eaten by wolves.
Yeah.
Bitten by a brown recluse.
Anything.
A black widow.
In the woods.
A snake.
What if there was
a
wild dog?
Are there alligators down there?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Where, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Can an alligator outrun us?
On land for a short burst.
So, like, if we ran...
That's why they tell you to zigzag.
If we ran, like...
Because they can't turn.
If we ran, like, a 20-yard shuttle...
Catching your ass.
The croc's catching me.
If you run in a straight line, you're getting caught.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's like 30 miles an hour or something.
Stop it!
I think so, dude. I think it's something like that for a short burst.
How fast can... What do you think's faster? An alligator?
Probably crocodile because they're bigger. I don't know, though. I don't know shit.
How fast are gators? There we go.
What's it say?
20 miles per hour. Oh, that's maximum in the water. That's not what
on
I
land.
Searched. I literally searched on land.
I think they're quick, bro.
Can you outrun an alligator? It's very rare for an alligator to chase a human on dry land, and the average human could easily outrun an alligator,
oh, stop.
Zigzagging or not. It tops out at a speed around 11 miles per hour, and it can't maintain that speed for very long. And that source was the San Diego Zoo.
How many homies do you know running 11 miles an hour?
You're running 11 miles per hour, bro.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I have no frame of reference.
Dude, you don't think if I got in my car right now and I was going 10 miles per hour, you're not burning that shit?
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like
I'm
fast,
going at least 20.
Fastest. No way,
yes, I
bro.
Am. Let's go get in your car right now.
Usain Bolt goes like 26.
Let's see. How fast is the average human? Because I was running like a 4.7 in high school. 28 miles per hour. Average human.
The average human is not
oh,
running.
Oh, wait. That's maximum human running. Sorry. What's the average running speed?
I was about to say, bro.
Okay, well, if you're jogging, you're going 6.4. Is 20 miles per hour fast for a human?
Yeah.
Yes, 20 and a half miles per hour is fast for humans in general. But with that being said, most athletes, 20 and a half is pretty damn good. Usain ran around 28 miles per hour in his prime.
Yeah. He's burning an alligator.
Apparently, though, there is a video of Michael Scott, some regional manager at a Dunder Mifflin, who... reached a maximum velocity over 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You like that?
We'll have to check in on that and see if that's true.
I'm about to go get my water. Talk about something.
So, that was an Office reference. If you weren't aware. Hey, I never watched The Office. Either one, actually. The Ricky Gervais one or the American one. Never really got into it. I did get into House, however. That is a fantastic show. If you never watched it.
Is that Canadian too?
Mm-mm. Hugh Laurie's British.
Who the fuck is Herto Man?
That sounds like one of those like Amanda Hug and Kiss names. Herto Man.
Oh, those are early human fossils found in 1997 in Hertobori, Ethiopia.
Oh. I haven't heard any news on that front lately. Any great scientific discoveries of that nature? Anthropologic.
Ooh, you did not just drop the anthropologic on us. Really?
Yeah, I haven't heard of any. The one I always remember is that little hobbit lady they found in the cave in like Papua New Guinea. They said she was like the missing link or whatever.
To what?
Like humans' early ancestors and like us.
Wow.
Google the hobbit lady in the cave in Papua New Guinea. I can't remember her name.
Is that a slur right there? The hobbit lady?
No.
The hobbit lady. Cave.
Oh, what was her name? I want to say Lucy, but I don't think that's right.
What? Where was it?
Papua New Guinea, I'm pretty sure.
Papua New Guinea. There's some shit be going down in Papua New Guinea. Uh,
It was a small... Oh, she was dead?
Yeah, no. She was dead.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fossil. Okay. No, sorry. Yeah, no, she's dead. Not like alive missing link. That'd be crazy.
All right. It was Homo floresiensis.
Yeah. Yeah.
A.K.A. Flores Man, nicknamed Hobbit. It was a small species of archaic human which inhabited the island of Flores, Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah. Until the arrival of modern humans about 50,000 years ago. The remains of an individual who would have stood about 1.1 meters or 3 feet and 7 inches tall was discovered in 2003.
Wow. Yeah, and that's like the last one that I remember.
Partial skeletons of 9 individuals have been recovered.
Wow. Other than Göbekli Tepe, that's a
Did you
one.
See that they just found a body at Upper Arlington High School in Ohio? When they were building for like a new school, they were tearing the old joint down.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Wow, you think?
No. That'd be crazy, though.
Yo, have you ever heard the story about... That'd be disrespectful. Wait. Oh, what was her name? Fuck.
Florence Nightingale?
No, it was a murder in L.A., like 2003.
Oh, no.
At the Cecil Hotel.
Mm-mm. I was about to say, the Black Dahlia murder thingy?
No, not the... That was what, like 1947?
Back in the diggity.
She
got chopped in half. Those pictures are gruesome.
Yeah. And they never caught homie.
Mm-mm.
They just arrested one dude and killed him for it. Not even...
It was definitely him.
And he maintained his innocence, though.
Pew, pew.
Fuck. What was her name, dude? Cecil Hotel murder. This is gonna freak you out.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
So there was the Black Dahlia. Oh, also Richard Ramirez.
The Night Stalker.
Lived at the top floor there during his biggest spurt of murders.
Isn't he the Night Stalker?
Yep. And then Jack Unterweger.
I don't know that guy.
Also known as the... also known as Jack the Writer or the Vienna Strangler. Lived there too.
Never heard.
So this hotel was on some weird shit.
Yeah.
Where is Shorty? Eliza Lamb.
Mm-mm.
So they found her in the water, like the water supply tanks there. And the only reason they found her was because the guests were complaining that the water tasted bad and that the water pressure was low.
And she was clogging the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
So they went and looked at the tape and all that. There's a video of her. She goes into the elevator. I'll show this video to you after we're off air. And yeah. She clicks all the buttons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then she stands there, and the elevator just starts malfunctioning. It's not working at all. It's not closing, nothing. And she's just sitting there freaking out. It looks like she's having like a manic attack.
Yeah.
And she's like peeking around the corners. And then it looks like she's in like a full-blown argument. Nobody's there. And then she gets in, and nobody ever found anybody who saw her or anything. She just ended up dead in the...
In the tank?
In the tank.
Dang, dude.
Raped.
No evidence?
No clothes on.
No DNA evidence or anything because nope. She was in the tank for too long?
Yep.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's wild, dude. Had to be somebody worked at the hotel.
Maybe.
Or a ghost.
A ghost. If a lot of people... That is one of the theories. Yeah. Is paranormal activity.
No, I figured. Yeah. She got, like, possessed or something? Or a ghost just, like, drug her into the tank?
Possibly because the Cecil Hotel is known as one of the most haunted attractions in L.A.
Ooh, and L.A.'s
pretty
haunted.
It's actually based... partially based on... The American Horror Story Hotel mm-hmm. series.
Yeah.
It makes a reference to her in it. There's like a girl who gets on the hotel on the elevator and never comes back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading about it like last night. Yeah. Some weird shit.
Yeah, no. Late night creepy pastas.
Yeah. What else you got? What else is
What else is popping? Yeah. Any new news on the DeWine thing? Because that was about 8 hours ago, if they had moved forward with the articles or not. I just know that they had presented articles of impeachment, and that was it. I can't believe nobody brought that up today at work, that we didn't know if it was that early in the day.
Will this Fiji water be hitting sometimes?
It does.
Remember when they were hating on Cleveland tap water and then they tested it and it actually had a better pH level than Fiji water?
I don't.
Like recently.
Yeah. What were they saying? It was like Flint.
Yeah. They're like, your guy's water's nasty as fuck. And Cleveland was like, yeah, you want to bet?
our water is balling.
Yeah.
If they just dumped a bunch of fucking bottled like, water into stuff.
Go. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Get the truck. Beep.
Just beep. As long as it's not fucking Acme water, bro.
Yeah, that's why I hear people say it tastes like cigarette ashes and shit like that.
It tastes just so bad. It literally just tastes like there's some old man sitting under a fucking tap, just sitting there like, cap, gluck, 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 cap, gluck, 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 cap. Just nasty.
Dude, that's probably what 90% of bottled water is.
Probably.
They run it through a Brita filter and then put it in a fucking bottle. Here you go, Bubba.
Nothing new on DeWine.
No?
There's just a new thing like 31 minutes ago, and it's basically just the same shit.
Same thing.
But it seems that it says that the trio of people who did file the articles of impeachment are on the ultra-conservative side.
Which is, yeah, they're like opposed to all the restrictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Bro.
What's ultra-conservative? Is it anybody we know? Did they say the names or anything?
The impeachment is led by Republican John Becker of Claremont County. Mm-mm. Yo, you know what state I heard the other day that I totally forgot it's a state because it's really that irrelevant in our country?
What?
Vermont.
Vermont? Yeah? That's where your boy's from.
Who?
Bernie.
I don't rock with Bernie like uh-oh. That.
Okay.
I mean, he's got good ideas.
He's our old boy. Like, how about that? Yeah. He used to be our homie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't rock with Bernie like that.
Yeah, isn't that where he's from? Is from Vermont?
If Bernie was running right now, I'd vote for him.
The senator from Vermont.
Yeah, he was from Vermont, though.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But I always thought like the most relevant states were like Wyoming and Montana, but I literally forgot Vermont was even a state, bro.
Ain't Ben and Jerry's in Vermont?
I don't think so.
It's New Hampshire, Vermont.
That's so different.
What do you mean? They're right next to each other.
Vermont's that far on the East Coast?
Hell yeah.
Ben and Jerry's.
Hell yeah. It's the one that looks like a V, bro. It's right next to New Hampshire. Ben Roethlisberger.
Because I typed Jersey.
Ben Roethlisberger Jersey is what came up. Why would that be?
Why is it on John Carroll Boulevard? Oh, that's just like the closest one. Yeah. Damn, bro. It is from Vermont. Why do you know that?
You like that? Because they make a big deal out of it.
South Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington Coat Factory, Vermont.
Is that true, too?
What? Oh, I have no idea.
Is a Vermonter company that manufactures ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sorbet. I do got to admit, Ben & Jerry's be a little pricey.
They do.
But it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Their shit's fire.
The core ones are delicious.
And they donate to good causes.
Yes.
So big shout out to Ben & Jerry's.
Mm-hmm. They were one of the first, like, pro-gay companies, I'm pretty sure. Like, they came out with an ice cream that was pro-gay, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, big shout-out to Ben & Jerry's. What's your favorite flavor? What's your favorite flavor of ice cream,
chocolate, actually? Anything.
Just straight chocolate.
If we're doing a big shout-out.
Like, if you got, like, a specialty from somewhere or something.
So, big shout-out to Friendly's. Before they went away.
Wow.
Forbidden Chocolate Hot Fudge Sundae.
Wow.
Forbidden Chocolate is one of the best ice creams of all time.
But wow.
Since Friendly's isn't around anymore.
There's no Friendly's around anymore?
Kind of. I don't know.
But not really?
You can buy like the ice cream at Giant Eagle, but I don't think there's like Friendly's.
You remember, here's a big name drop, old place, Chi Chi's.
Oh, yeah. By the mall. Chi-Chi's.
Bro, did like somebody chop off their finger? Did somebody like find like finger in their food at Chi-Chi's or some shit?
I hope not.
In like Akron?
I hope not.
It's a thing, like a fingertip or something.
I know someone definitely got their finger ripped off inside the Taco Bell at Talmadge Avenue before they redid it. Because I know a girl that worked there and she told me the story.
How do you get your finger cut off at Taco Bell, bro?
Dude reached up. The racks are the ones that have the metal circles, like the shelves that are like that with the metal circles in them. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Dude was climbing the rack to reach up to grab something off the top shelf and put his hand up there and slipped off the fucking shelf, bro.
And all of his weight?
And all of his weight was on his finger and his hand and his fucking finger ripped off is what she said. Could you? And how many times did all y'all eat at that Taco Bell is what I want to know. After that, because that happened around 2007, 2006.
I wasn't eating there then. I was going to, at that point, I was going to the Taco Bell up there in Springfield.
Yeah.
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 That one was a little bit more corporate. I was rocking with it.
I was rocking with it. Do you remember before they fixed it, by the way?
Yes.
It was it was awesome. Yeah. It was like my freshman year.
It was like
year.
Totally different than the other ones.
Yeah.
It was like old school Taco Bell.
Yeah, old school. They should have kept it.
Yeah.
It's not that the new one sucks, but the old one was tight.
I feel like the new one operates a little bit better.
Yeah. No, definitely.
And their shit's, I think they sold, the reason I think that happened, they used to be family owned.
Okay.
And then I think they sold it to the corporate.
Okay.
And that's when, because their menu items used to cost more than the other, and they had different menu items and shit. Like, they wouldn't have certain shit sometimes.
Dang, dude, your memory is good as fuck, because I do not remember that.
Yeah. And then I think they sold it to the, like, corporation, and then they turned it into a straight corporate one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boo.
I work on, like a table saw a lot when we're cutting like flooring and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all, bro, that's like my biggest thing is fucking making sure my little fingies don't get cut, bro.
Because
I'm working with like an open blade, sliding it right past that shit, bro.
And it's just high enough to get you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, no, I get it up there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sticks off out of the wood.
Where I do wet saw shit too. But you got to be careful with like the tile more.
Yeah,
I feel like
you'd have to like run your hand into a wet saw. Yeah, because
it's like a diamond or something like that, right?
It would like burn a hole in you before it cut a hole. I feel like, yeah.
Still not fucking with it.
No, it would definitely cut you. It'd hurt like fuck, but not like a fucking regular wood table saw. It would cut your shit right off.
Maybe I'll just pull Ronnie's homie and just blam my fingy off one day. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about. Off. Yeah, that's what me and B-Town were asking about it. We thought it was something crazier. Bro. Yeah, dude, I couldn't imagine.
We thought it was something crazier. Than
yeah, we thought it was like, it was like a defect or something, like his umbilical cord wrapped around his hand. Because I knew a kid like that. His umbilical cord just wrapped around his hand and his hand never grew.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, that's wild.
But yeah. I thought that's what happened.
Ooh, here's a fun thing I've never talked about on any podcast ever. Ooh. I don't think you know this about me either.
Uh-oh.
This might be something only Taylor knows about me.
Uh-oh.
I have a fake belly button.
Oh, no, I think I knew that, dude.
No.
I think we talked about this on vacation.
So, when I was a lot less fat, and my belly button was... So, the thing that scares me about it is, my belly button never expanded with my stomach. So, like, when I was skinny, I used to be able to grab it and, like, pull it out. But now I can't reach it.
Why would you?
And I have a really weird thing. I don't like my belly button touched, bro. Like, if you touch my belly button, I'll freak the fuck out.
But it's cool for you to touch
it? It's like my weak spot. Not really. After a while, it makes me queasy.
But it's okay for you to tug on it?
It used to be.
Ugh.
But now, it feels weird, and I don't like it. But what happened was, I guess when I was born or whatever, like, with my umbilical cord, the doctor, like, cut my full belly button out. Like, he ripped my shit out. And I had, like, a hole in my stomach. So, they actually gave me, like, a fake belly button.
That was supposed to be removed or stay forever.
I don't know. No, I think it's, yeah. I think it was a permanent belly button. And it looks like a regular belly button.
Yeah.
It looks normal.
If it looks like a belly button and it quacks like a belly
they
button.
They could have even possibly just, like, tied my skin or something. I don't know what they did.
Yeah. But they could have.
It's, like... artificially made belly button.
It's not like whatever a natural belly button would be, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, like, it used to be an Audi. Now it's an innie.
Now it's an innie. Hey, yeah. Maybe it can be an Audi again, bro. You're just doing your thing, you know?
It's happy weight.
Just living your life, bro. Exactly.
No, that shit's fucking weird. I don't fuck with my belly button being touched.
Yeah.
But speaking of, I am getting in shape.
Yeah.
I've been giving the spar bar the beats.
Give the fasting a beats too. Fast as long as you can. Nice. If you want to. It's the quickest way I found.
Could, for real?
Yeah. It's up to you.
If I wanted to.
The only people they say that shouldn't fast are like pregnant women and women that are nursing.
I smoke way too much weed.
No, you don't. Come on, bro.
I smoke more weed than you.
Now maybe.
Now.
Because I'm broke boy.
No, because you be on them yabbies. You smoke. Okay, well, that's different because.
Yeah.
Like, dabs make me sleepy, whereas weed makes me, like, hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't, like, I have to either eat a ton of edibles or smoke so much to get the munchies now, dude. Like, a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. Like, every time I leave here, bro, I need something to eat,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready for bed.
I'm ready.
Because we be 10 dabs deep.
Yep.
Knee deep in the dabbies.
10 dabs, 50 10 dabs, 100 dabs.
Hey. All right, guys. I think we're
gonna. What are we looking at here?
Wrap it up. We're at an hour and 20 minutes, so
it's pretty good.
I think that's a pretty good spot for us to check out here.
Pretty good.
Covered a pretty good plethora of topics.
Yeah.
So starting out with our shout outs this week. Shout out our Patreon first and foremost. Like, what's the Patreon, bro? Didn't you make a Patreon?
I just made that for me. I didn't put anything on it.
Well, we can use that too, though, right?
Yeah, we can turn it into our Patreon.
Like, yo, if you guys are trying to donate some money that'll come to us.
Okay. We'll change it. It will be the Wacky and Monty Show.
One word?
Yeah, possibly, one word. Hopefully. No, it will be. That's okay. What I'll change it to.
Okay.
Because we can just literally go on there and change it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think you can edit it whenever you want. But yeah, look for us on Patreon.com, and you can actually choose how much you donate. It says $5 at first, but if you actually click on it, you can, if you want to, you can go on there for free, which is your choice. Like, do what you want to do. But if you're trying to support some local homies that are trying to do something, like, just donate us a little bit. We're not asking for a lot.
No.
Just dude, whatever you can.
If you guys send us a dollar, like,
it helps.
Whatever. We totally appreciate it. We're just out here, you know, trying to make this shit work, trying to get all the homies involved, trying to just make a dollar out here.
I mean,
for your guys' entertainment. So, you know, if you do like our content, you want it to keep going, you know, a little bit of support would definitely be appreciated. If not, though, hey, just keep rocking with us. That's all we ask. Just keep listening. Even that's enough for us. But if you want to go a little bit above and beyond, that would be appreciated too. Jack, like Jack said, go to the, what is it, patreon.com, probably / the Wacky and Monty Show.
Yep.
I'm sure you can get straight to us from there.
Yep. And it'll be up before this episode's out, so we'll be good.
Yeah. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Grit God on Twitch. Go check out the homie Grit God. He plays a lot of Warzone and stuff. He's actually going to be designing some logos for us and shit. So we appreciate him on that end. We're going to be shouting him out. Make sure you guys go catch him on Twitch. He's got a lot of good content. He does some other kind of like fun things where you can win some money. He's always giving away money. So make sure you guys go check out Grit God. That's G-R-I-T space G-O-D on Twitch. Let me make sure I got that right, just because I don't want to be...
And what's Slim's new album, Money Weather?
Yeah, the Money Weather tape. I always forget how he fucking writes that shit out, because Slim can never just fucking make shit easy.
Slim with a dollar sign, the Money Weather is his album.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's The Grit God. THEGRITGOD. The Grit God. Big shout out to him for the support and helping us out. Big shout out to Crooks. Crooks be fucking supporting. I'm actually about to be hosting him on my Twitch daily here soon. So make sure you guys are checking that out. I think he's back on Twitch. I'm pretty sure. Who else we got here? Make sure you guys check out all the new podcasts that are coming out. We have some heat coming for you guys.
Hitters.
On the Garage Pod. That's going to have its own page soon on all platforms. So make sure, if you guys have been going to A&A MMA to listen to the Garage Pod, it's going to have its own page soon. So make sure you check that out. The Wacky and Monty Show should be on everything. You guys should be able to listen to this on everything now. So if you've been listening to it some weird way, we appreciate it. Go back to whatever you love. We're on there now. Whack and Cheese, Movies and Games. We're going to be recording that tomorrow. They already have one episode ready. And let me tell you guys, if you're into movies and games, I promise that's the best podcast out that you guys are going to be able to listen to. So much content mixed with some funny commentary in there. They have some fun segments that they do. You guys need to check that out. Again, that's Whack and Cheese, Movies and Games. Check that out. And then what else we got? Me and Chad are going to be putting out a new fantasy football podcast. It's going to be called First Place Fantasy Podcast. So if you guys are into fantasy football, if you're playing this year, make sure you come check us out. We're going to have advice. Me and him are actually doing a mock draft tomorrow. So if you guys play fantasy football, you're not sure who you want to pick this year, listen to me and him. We're going to be doing a 10-team mock draft. He has evens, I have odds, or he has odds, I have evens. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be super fun. And I think that's all. A&A MMA, you guys already know. If you're into fighting, UFC, MMA, anything, go check out A&A MMA, the best sports podcast out right now. What else? What do you got, Jack?
Just if you know, we might not have a lot of listeners right now, but if you know anybody that's looking to advertise and like expand their audience too, tell them to contact us. We have our emails, the Wacky and Monty Show at yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. So you can reach out to us at any time. We're willing to work with anybody. Just let us know. Shout out to everybody. Monty said, check out all the shows, check out Slim's album.
Make sure you follow us at Wacky underscore Monty Show on Twitter.
Yep.
We're going to be getting really involved in the Twitter game. We have a new Instagram. It's Wacky and Monty Show. And then we also have our Twitch that you guys know me and Jack are always streaming on, the Wacky and Monty Show. Of course, we have Tuesday Night Contender Series. We'll probably be doing some of that tomorrow after me and Chad get done with the podcast. But yeah, just be on the lookout for that. We appreciate everybody who listens to us. Yep. Like we said, if you get offended or anything by anything we say, listen, just contact us or come talk or whatever, bro. Don't take it so to heart.
Yeah, we're joking around.
Me and Jack
around.
Don't usually have too different. We're not usually too different on our views, so you're not going to hear us argue the other side too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't mind hearing the other side. Don't get mad about it. You know,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Let us know.
Where
just or talk to us. You know, most of you are our homies. You know, fucking talk to us about it, bro.
Yeah, reach out to us on social media,
or if you
too.
Have any subjects you want us to talk about that you think would be hilarious or whatever, any stories you remember, just anything, dude, contact us. We're all ears. We're down. Like we said, this is the podcast where we talk about whatever. So just let us know, man, what you guys want to hear. But that's going to do it for us today, guys. We appreciate everybody who has been listening. Like I said, we'll be back next week with some new fire content for you guys. Who knows? We might be back in a couple days. Me and Jack do whatever the fuck we want.
Yep.
So we will talk to you guys here soon. Peace.
Thanks, y'all. Later.